Dawn is a nurse in a hospital in Texas where she specializes in postpartum care for women. She works 12-hour shifts, and she says caring for her patients makes for a very full day.
The main issues, of course, are lactation, lack of sleep. We do a newborn screen when the baby is 24 hours. Pain control is a big part of my job.
Dawn is usually looking after around 7 or 8 new mothers and babies a day. When they need something or have a question, they call Dawn on a phone she keeps in the pocket of her scrubs. And there are a lot of questions.
How do I do the birth certificate? When do I get to go home? When does the doctor come in?
And how often do you get a call?
My phone typically rings. It seems like every time I sit down, the phone rings.
Between patient care and all the questions, Dawn says she doesn't have time for a lunch break on most days.
And the hospitals don't like that very much. So they have really been giving us some pushback for not taking our lunches.
And that seems like a good thing, right? I mean, the hospital says, like, listen, you guys need a break. That is important. But Dawn says the situation is a little more complicated than that, because at the same time the hospital is insisting that the nurses take a break, she says it's also making it almost impossible for them to do that.
A lot of nurses are so afraid of kickback for not taking a lunch that even if they don't get a break or a lunch, they will clock out that they got one.
When this happens, it's called time theft. The company takes your time and doesn't pay you for it. This is The Indicator. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, time theft.
Also called wage theft.
That's true, but time theft sounds cooler.
It does.
And a new study out says that time theft has become a huge problem in the U.S.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ExxonMobil, the company researching algae biofuels in the hope that someday it could power how we move people and things. More about algae biofuels at energyfactor.com. ExxonMobil, energy lives here.
Time theft. This is when an employer finds a way to make you work and then doesn't pay you for that work. And Dawn, the women's care nurse, said that even though the hospital was insisting she take a lunch break, that just wasn't realistic on most days.
Fact is that even if I get a 30-minute lunch, I still have a phone in my pocket and anybody can come searching for me to demand my immediate attention.
Dawn says her patients all take a survey at the end of their hospital stay. In fact, most patients who stay at hospitals take this survey. It is issued by Medicare and Medicaid. And if the survey scores aren't really high, there's a risk the hospital won't get reimbursed by the government.
One of the questions that they ask is, how quickly did your nurse respond to your pressing the call light or making a phone call?
So those high scores are paramount. And Dawn says she and her fellow nurses were in what felt like an impossible situation.
What our system does is it specifically says, did you receive an uninterrupted 30-minute break? And then you answer yes or no.
So have you ever answered yes when you didn't?
Yes. You don't want to rock the boat too much.
How did it feel to say that you had a break when you hadn't?
I do a lot of eye rolling.
Dawn realized she was often working 90 minutes a week that she was not getting paid for, so she stopped eye rolling and she lawyered up. Dawn headed up a class action lawsuit on behalf of the nurses in her hospital for time theft, and she asked that we not use her last name or name the hospital where she works because that lawsuit is still going on.
And so are a lot of lawsuits like this. Liz Tippett is an associate professor of law at the University of Oregon, and she just completed a study where she looked at hundreds of cases of time theft.
So I looked at court decisions involving lawsuits over the way that employers had set up their timekeeping systems.
Liz focused on timekeeping software, which is like an electronic time card that employees fill out on their computers.
Liz says the software can steal time in a couple of ways. First, by automatically including breaks, like what is happening in Dawn's case, and also using something called rounding, where the software will round to the nearest 15 minutes and employees can lose out if they come early or stay late.
Liz cites a recent report from the Economic Policy Institute, which found that time theft violations for minimum wage workers totaled more than $15 billion a year. That's today's Planet Money Indicator, $15 billion, the annual impact of time theft just for minimum wage workers in the U.S.
And the report found nearly a fifth of low-wage workers are experiencing a pretty extreme impact of time theft. The report said these workers were losing about a quarter of their weekly earnings to wage theft.
The more I looked into this, the worse it looked.
Do you think automation makes it worse? I feel like...
Yes.
Really?
Because here's why. Like, let's say you'd had sort of an older version of wage theft where someone tells you, oh, you just have to work off the clock. You know, there are sort of social limits to that, because when you tell someone you need to work off the clock, they know they're being asked to work on the clock and they might get fed up. And also, if you're the person saying, I need you to work off the clock, you feel a little bit guilty and you're like, well, maybe I shouldn't do that, or maybe I shouldn't do that very often, or whatever. I mean, there's social constraints to being a really bad actor. But when one person presses a button once and it just shaves off time day after day after day, there's no conscience involved. That's one button that just gathers the money back for the employer day after day. It's a scalable automated robot that can do it every day with great consistency. It's like evil spell check.
Evil spell check. Of course, the time card software itself is not inherently evil. It's a tool. And in some cases, it's a way that employers can better predict payroll. It also helps some companies ensure that workers are taking a lunch break. And sometimes it also keeps track of a situation where people are working crazy hours or missing breaks.
Also, the software doesn't necessarily have to favor employers, right? I mean, if there's an automatic 30-minute lunch break factored in and I take a 45-minute lunch break, my company loses out. Or if I come a little late or leave a little early and that gets rounded out by the timekeeping software, the company loses out too. Liz says, yes, technically that is possible, but it is just not happening that way.
Okay, first of all, I think your manager would notice. And second of all, employers have control over these settings. So they can tell reasonably easily if they're losing money under the rounding settings. And if they are losing money, all they have to do is press a button to undo it and stop doing it. So they wouldn't keep doing if it was unprofitable. It's not like they're sort of passively benefiting from these odds. They're actively setting up policies and punishments and instructions to employees that prevent employees from sort of fighting back against the way the clock system is arranged.
And Liz says it's just easy for companies to get away with it. So the amounts of time and money being stolen are incremental. For the nurse in Texas, for Dawn, her 90 minutes a week of unpaid work means she's losing about $2,600 a year in pay. And that's a lot, but fighting this issue is also really hard, Liz says. Suing is expensive, and these cases are notoriously difficult to win for employees.
And companies have a pretty big incentive to keep doing it. Dawn says there are 100 nurses in her unit, in the postpartum unit, so the automatic break issue alone is potentially saving the hospital $250,000 every year. Liz Tippett says this situation could easily change. She thinks regulation should be put in place that would force employers to stop rounding, or that would force them to stop using software to create a situation where employees are pressured to say they took breaks that they didn't actually take. Dawn, the nurse in Texas, said she would love to see a solution at her hospital that would facilitate the nurses actually being able to take their breaks.
A way to facilitate would be absolutely wonderful. I know some hospitals have implemented a partnership where you partner two nurses together and they basically take turns.
So one nurse would take lunch and the other nurse would cover his or her patients, and then they could switch off. Dawn says this has started coming up in staff meetings as a solution, but it would probably mean hiring more people.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ExxonMobil, the company researching algae biofuels in the hope that someday it could power how we move people and things. More about algae biofuels at energyfactor.com. ExxonMobil, energy lives here.